Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the experiences that I've had in my life and how I've been able to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum, and hopefully you can do the same thing too. And this week, I want to talk about gratitude. This is something that has been an active focus of mine for probably the last several months, where I've really been trying to focus and direct attention to showing and feeling and expressing gratitude for the things that I have in my life. And it's often easy to be grateful and express gratitude for things that are good. When we get a gift, it's easy to say thank you. When somebody pays us a compliment, it's easy to say thank you. Or you get a promotion, or things are going good for you. It's easy to find gratitude in that, to say, I'm grateful for this. I feel good about this. I appreciate what's going on in my life. And that's something that I've generally always had a pretty good time doing. Where I've had a hard time showing and expressing gratitude is for the things that haven't gone as well in my life, the things that maybe don't feel as good initially, or the things that I can't even see yet, which is what will be happening at some point in the future in my life, where I'm grateful for where I'm going to be in the future, because I know that that is where I'm intended to be. That's where I'm meant to be. I know that I can be grateful for the things that don't seem good. I can be grateful for the times that I've had lack, for the mistakes that I've made, for the issues that I've had, because each one of those things has formed where I am today and continues to form my future. And it probably doesn't seem very logical. It doesn't seem rational to look at where you are if things are going bad. Look at what's going on around you when you don't feel good about things and say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be challenged. I'm grateful for this opportunity to grow and develop and learn something. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to make this mistake and learn from it and move on and do something different and better in my life. I don't have to repeat this mistake. I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue to push forward. I'm grateful for these things that aren't going well, these challenges in my life that I've had and that have formed me into who I am today, that it's often easier to just hold anger and bitterness and frustration in our lives about those things and hang on to them in a way that holds us back from moving forward in any meaningful way, because we don't recognize what it's doing. We don't recognize the impact that those things are having on our lives until we get to the future. And if I think back from 5 years or 10 years ago, I think about the things that I hated, that were frustrating to me, that I didn't like about myself and my situation. Many of those things are the things that drove me to make changes in my life, to take steps, to do something different than what I was doing before. And if it hadn't been for those challenges, if it hadn't been for those issues, those things that were frustrating to me, I likely would have never felt a reason to change. I would have never made the push. I would have never done the things that I've done that have taken me to where I am today. And now today is one of those moments where things are really good for me, where I feel very grateful for everything that I have. I've got a life that I'm proud of, and I love what I'm doing and where I'm at and the things that I have going on. But I also have to be grateful for the challenges, the things that are hard, the things that are standing in front of me as issues and problems, and even be grateful for the challenges that I've had that allowed me to get to where I am today. And thinking about where I was and what I was doing, that I sometimes hold those things as almost like trophies of hardship, where I like to sometimes go back and I like to say, well, this was hard for me, and this is something that I had to overcome, and this was unfair, and this was whatever it was. And that all may be true, but I also need to remind myself that I need to be grateful for those things. If I hadn't experienced that issue, if I hadn't had that problem, if I hadn't run into those challenges, I would not be where I am today. I would not be who I am today. And I would not be on the path that I'm on forward from here, where I know that I'm becoming the person that I'm intended to be. I'm moving towards my purpose. And that means that all of those things that I hated and I was frustrated with and I felt beat down by are the things, part of the things that I need to be grateful for And I'm grateful in my current situation for the same things, that even when it seems like it's all negative inputs, or it seems like things aren't going right, or I'm tired, or I'm frustrated, my win may just be right around the corner. And the best way to keep going is to be grateful for where you're at. Because if you find that you're frustrated and you're tired and you're angry and you let those thoughts overwhelm your mind and take up all of the space in your mindset, then you're going to continue to live there because you're just going to feel the frustration and the fatigue. And you're not going to recognize that you're building something better in your life. You're building your path forward. You're building your next step. And yeah, it's hard right now. And sometimes that happens. And it's okay if that happens. And it's our job to find the gratitude in that. Be grateful for the challenge, that even when it seems like it's the worst, even when things are the toughest that they've been in a long time or maybe ever, that I know I need to keep going and I need to be grateful for the opportunity to move forward. I'm grateful for the future self that I'm going to become as I push forward. I know what that looks like because I've set that vision in my mind, and I know that I can find a way to build a sense of gratitude in my life even when things aren't going great. And when they are going great, especially to express that, to not fall into a passive state where I don't show that, I don't express it, I don't share that with people. I don't want to brag to people, but I want people to know that I'm thankful. I'm so blessed, and I'm grateful for the things that I have in my life. I'm grateful to the relationships that I have. I'm grateful to the experiences that I have, for the job that I have, for the people who have believed in me. And I need to make sure that they know that too, because otherwise I've missed an opportunity to add value to the world and to bring value to other people's lives, that it doesn't take any real work to let people know that you're grateful, to let people know that you have a real deep sense of gratitude for what they've brought to your life and for where you're at, and to recognize that, yes, you put in the hard work and you did all the things that you need to do, and you're grateful that you got good outcomes from it. You know that not everybody has a great life or a good life or experiences the things that you are experiencing, and you have the opportunity, just like I have the opportunity, to express that gratitude and not hold it to myself and keep it hidden and become passive or lackadaisical about it. I have the opportunity to share that. And that's something that has been a real focus of mine, where I know that I need to do better. I've had so many blessings in my life. I've had so many good things happen to me and so many challenges that have brought me to where I am today. And I am so grateful, and I feel all of those feelings. And I'm working on expressing them and recognizing them and holding them close to me and feeling the full impact of the gratitude for where I'm at and what I have in my life, whether it was good or bad or something in between, that I'm grateful for all of that, because now I am where I am today and I'm on a trajectory to get to where I want to be. And that is something that I'm grateful for. And that is something that is changing my life and my perspective and helping me keep optimism and motivation for moving forward, because I'm grateful for where I am and where I'm going. And that encourages me and pushes me forward, because I can feel that positive reinforcement from showing gratitude to God or the universe or people or whoever you feel grateful towards, that it keeps that focus in my life where I can keep that positive experience. And I know that even when things are hard, I have something positive in my mind and in my life that drives me forward. So as you go through this week, take a minute and just stop and be grateful for where you are and what you have. And take a minute to do that intentionally. Do it intentionally every day and watch how your attitude changes. Watch how your focus changes. Where instead of saying all of the negative things of this is bad or this is hard or this is whatever, I'm thankful for where I am. I'm grateful for the opportunity to grow and develop and change. I'm thankful that I have people in my life who care about me, or I'm thankful that I've learned something useful and valuable today, and express that gratitude in your life and take time to do that. Do it for a week, do it for a month, and watch how things will start to change in your life. Watch how you'll start to change your mindset, and watch how you'll start to achieve the things that you want in your life. That's all I've got for this week. I appreciate you checking me out. I hope that you take some time this week to go out there and be grateful for who you are, be grateful for what you have, and express that and show that to the world.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.